Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Welcome to Testimonial Tuesday with Peg and Mark. It's a brand new year. It's January 12th. Welcome, welcome. We're so excited to have this show today. I'm sure we're going to hear lots of really great testimonials. It's such a fun show to host. My name is Peg Casey. I'm a group leader in Charlotte, North Carolina, and work out of the Microcirculation Institute. And I'll tell you one of my brief, most recent testimonials. I was playing tennis and running around like a kid and serving and running and just having so much fun. And I ran for one ball and I slipped and I landed hard on my knee. And my husband goes, well, you know, at Sun City when the old people fall and they go down with a thud. And I'm just looking at him, he goes, you went down with a thud. And I go, well, you know what? We are the old people. Oh, my gosh. It was killing me. It was sort of screaming. Anyway, went home and wrapped it with the B pad, put the B spot on it, and just, you know, it's just, you know, the Beamer is just so great for aches. And another new development for me is one of my New Year's resolutions is to drink more water. And I went out and got this half-gallon jug, and it's really pretty. It's kind of teal, and then it goes into purple. So it's really pretty. And there's a line that says 8 a.m., ready, set, drink. 10 a.m., you've got it. 12 p.m., keep drinking. 2 p.m., halfway there. 4 p.m., no excuses. 6 p.m., a little bit more. 8 p.m., you've made it. So it's really fun. It just reminds you to drink your water. And as we know, drinking water is so important with Beamer. So I challenge everyone, drink more water, help flush out those toxins. And today, my co-host is Mark Gilowitz. And while he's introducing himself and giving his testimonial, if you'd go ahead and press one on the line and we can get the queue going. So Mark, welcome, and please introduce yourself.
Thank you so much, Peg. My name is Mark Gilowitz. I'm here in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and I am a team manager with Beamer, and I just celebrated just a couple weeks ago my fifth anniversary with Beamer, and I'm so thankful that Rick Roundtree introduced it to me. It sounded too good to be true, so I'm thankful that a stranger didn't tell me about it, but as they say, the proof is in the pudding, and when I first got on the Beamer, I had an issue with tennis elbow, and my right foot was bothering me. And in 8 minutes, the majority of the discomfort just went away, and that got my attention. And then I ended up getting my Beamer. And in the past 5 years, I've just seen miracle after miracle. And then Peg and I, a little over 2 years ago, we opened up the Microcirculation Institute of Charlotte. And that has been such a blast to have people there and work with them. And, you know, Beamer is amazing because it helps the body bring blood flow to the cells, and that's oxygen, nutrients, and waste removal. The water is so important. Blood is over 80% water, so you get better results when you drink plenty of water. And I'm going to talk real quick about oxygen, which is the main way we get oxygen is through breathing. And, you know, and this is one of my New Year's resolutions is to focus on breathing. We don't breathe deeply for most of us. You know, if you're exercising, you may short term, but when I get on my Beamer, that's a good time for me, 8 minutes in the morning, 8 minutes in the evening, where I focus on just deep breathing, and I'll do, 30 to 40 deep breaths, and that helps make a difference as well. And just excited about today's show, Peg, and we'll see who calls in.
Okay, very good. So the rules of engagement, the rules of this show is press one. That'll put you in the queue, and then I'll unmute you and hear what you have to say. Tell your name, where you're from. So we're not going to mention any disease names. We're going to be compliant. We're not going to mention any drug names or pain or cured or treatment. We don't use those words. We're not going to give our own protocols. It's just the basic protocol of the Beamer basic plan. So from the 231 area code ending in 2101, just tell us who you are and where you're calling in from.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Susan Bryant, and I'm from Pentwater, Michigan.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
So give us your compliant testimonial.
Yes, ma'am. My testimonial is related to the fact that I had to get a new stove. And my new stove that came was a gas stove. And I was fixing, after Thanksgiving, I was fixing turkey soup. And I had never used really gas burners before. But about a half an hour in, and I was almost done with my turkey soup, the soup had been boiling now for about 20 so minutes. And I went to put the lid on, and it wouldn't fit. So I put a little pressure on it, at which time the lid went down into the soup and it splashed out and it hit me from my elbow to my wrist on my left arm.
Ooh.
It was an immediate problem, and I ran to the sink and I started hollering for my husband, and I started running cold water on my arm and then iced it down. And now the big decision was, do I go to the hospital or not? And having spent 35 years in healthcare, I diagnosed my own arm, and we tried some other things. Nothing would take care of the pain, the discomfort. And it was significantly burned, but probably mostly not the deepest burn, we'll say it that way. At any rate, my husband says to me, why don't you use the Beamer? I said, oh, my gosh. So I went over and sat down, and I happened to have the Bee Light. And so I started moving it up and down my arm and moving it up and down my arm. Every time I did it, I went from, like, a discomfort of a high level to a little lower level. And then I switched that out. I turned on the Bee Pad. And I just kind of held my arm over it because I couldn't touch anything to it. And I did that. And I went back to the Bee Light. Each time I did it, the discomfort went away. Until finally at bedtime, I was able to go ahead and get in the shower, just holding one arm out, and slept all night with very minimal discomfort. And I never got any other problems from it. It took me a couple weeks to get through the process, but the inflammation from that Bee Light and that Beamer just stopped the process. It stopped the inflammatory process.
Wow.
So that's my story.
Wow, that is a great story. You know, and I'm so excited that the Bee Light is coming back along with the Bee Body. We'll have these special packages down the road a little bit. Wow, that's fantastic. So how long have you had your Beamer?
I've had my Beamer 3 years.
Okay, very, very good. So, Mark, that's a fantastic story. Any comments on that?
I do. With the burn, that's a recent thing. But I'm curious as far as when you first got your Beamer, what caused you to purchase and make that investment?
Well, I'm one of the folks that saw the green, what I call the green video, and immediately saw if it'll do that, then I want. So I went ahead and got the Beamer right away, and I was having issues with my back and with my knee and with some joint swelling and discomfort in some joints. And pardon me. Pretty quickly, I had the issues with my back resolved quite rapidly. I don't even think about my knee anymore. I have had no further issues with it. And the joint, especially in my hand, actually decreased a little in size, not 100%, but I play the piano and I have no further discomfort and I have no loss of mobility. So that's why I got it, and I've had other things that have improved also over time.
Yep, so it keeps getting better, and you never know when you're going to have a little mishap. And it's nice, as you said, not to have to go to the emergency room or to the doctor and be able to take care of things at home. And, yeah, what a blessing that is.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just having the access to that right away where you're able to take care of something, as you say, without having – I mean, if you need to go to the doctors, you certainly do. But otherwise,
right.
I've been able to overcome – a lot of issues. I do see a chiropractor, but I don't even see him now maybe 4 times a year. So it just has kept me going.
Now,
Very good. Last question
from me is, would you want to go back to life before Beamer?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, Beamer's been introduced it to my family and even my 102-year-old dad. None of us would change it. None of us would go back.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. We all do.
I think we do. Perfect. Susan, thank you so much. That was a fabulous testimonial. And we have lots and lots of callers on the line. So please be brave and press 1. We'd love to hear your testimonial, whether it's a little one or a big one. We'd just like to hear from you. And right now, from the 512 area code, ending in 3398, you are live on Blog Talk. Tell us your name, where you're from, and give us your testimonial.
Well, I'm Bob Inzano from Hutto, Texas. I've only owned my Beamer for 5 days I've had it, so I really don't have a testimony. I just tune in to listen to you, and I pressed the 1, not realizing I was going to be on the queue. But so far, I've had great support from Daryl Schumacher, who brought me in and introduced me to a Beamer. My wife and I have both used it ever since we've had it. He gave us some demonstration a couple times, came to our home 3 times to help us. And my wife is having a lot of improvement and discomfort in her knees, which she does twice a day now. So it's working good
for us.
I'll sit back and listen.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, welcome. And thank you for pressing 1, even though it was inadvertently. So we're happy to hear from you. Welcome. 5 days is just the start. And we are excited to have you be a part of the show. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, and also in the coming weeks, please call back in, you know, in the next few weeks. And we'd love to hear your Beamer testimonial.
Okay. All righty. So right now, like I said, we have got lots and lots of callers on the line. So please be brave, press 1, and let's hear from you. So, Mark, what else has the Beamer done for you, and how do you like having an office in Charlotte?
I love it, and I'm so glad that we kind of opened it up together. And you know what? And I was just talking with Mike Malley and Gene Kernaghan. They're opening up a center next week in Atlanta, you know, Karen Zivkovic in Florida. And I know there's just many other people have opened up clinics, and it's so great to be able to have a location where people can come. And since we've opened up our clinic, we have chiropractors and different healthcare practitioners that have partnered with us. And in our building, you know, we've got so many different healthcare practitioners from Priscilla Brown, you know, massage therapist, and Dr. Alicia and Dr. Van Huel. And we have all these just great people. And once they really implement it into their practice, start using it, they really understand the significance of it, that you're helping people, you're building your practice, it's bringing in more people. And just that word of mouth of a Beamer is, we don't sell Beamers. People try Beamer, they get great results, and then they tell other people about it. So it's just been great how the word of mouth, as they say, word of mouth advertising. We really don't do any advertising, do we, Peg? It's just word of mouth, getting out there amongst people and going to different events. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the fact that it's really a holistic center, it's called the Better Brain and Body Building, and we have a lot of holistic professionals in the building, as Mark said. So it's a great place for a lot of people to come to. And you know, one thing that I really like about it, too, is it's centrally located. And so for example, I have a new Beamer distributor who just got her Beamer Go, and she came in with the box this morning at 8 o'clock, and we opened the box, and we went through the checklist. So it was nice because she's renovating her house right now and didn't want me to go there, so it was perfect. Then I met another lady. She came in. She wasn't sure how to use e-wallet to get her money. She's brand new, and she sold 2 Beamers already. So it's nice that we just have an office to help do demos and also just to help people in general. And we have another caller. This caller is from the 434 area code and ending in 7144. And you are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, everyone. This is Anne from Virginia. I got my Beamer about 5 years ago, and I was in my second half of my 50s. And now, well, actually a little bit more than that because I'll be 64 this month. But I have to say, I didn't have any major issues when I got my Beamer to address, other than I was starting to feel like I was getting older. My energy was going down. I was afraid to learn new things because I wasn't thinking as clearly. Then I was starting to feel all the little aches and pains of just getting older. And I thought, oh, here I go. I'm starting to slide down that slide. And I'm normally a very active person, and I love life. I love doing things, and I didn't want to stop. So then when I was introduced to the Beamer, there were some little things that I did start to notice. But the main thing is over time, I have to say that now I feel better than I did in my early 50s. I feel way better. I'm thinking clearer, and I'm not afraid to learn new things anymore. It's just been amazing. And you guys are right. I would never give up my Beamer, and I'm so grateful that I have it because it truly is the gift that just keeps giving. There's a lot more I could say, but I think that's enough for one day. But thank you all for doing what you're doing. We really enjoy hearing all the testimonies.
Great.
Thank you.
And thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. And it just is so true. And it's just like it's little by little by little by little. You just keep getting better and feel younger. I mean, it's same thing. I'm 68 now. I'll be 69 in a blink this next month. And it's like the lady that I was helping this morning, I told her, I think I'm going to join a master swim team when I'm 70 because I might have a good shot, you know, at doing something at 70. But I don't think a few years ago that would even entered my mind that would even be a possibility because you do start to feel better and better. So, Anne, thank you. So, Mark, go ahead. Do you have some comments?
I just curious. You and I both had the Beamer for about 5 years. What originally got you to invest in the Beamer and spend that money for you and for your family?
Well, I've always been very health oriented. I don't like to take pills or anything like that. And I was having an issue with my hip where I had to kind of get up and I would say warm up my hip before I could walk. It wasn't major, but it was starting to cause some problems. So my husband really said, okay, let's go for it for me. But it wasn't like I was addressing a huge problem. But when I realized what this did, bringing nutrients and oxygen to every cell in my body, And I realized how important it was to get that waste away from that in that cellular environment. I went, oh my gosh, this is the basics of good health. This, if this doesn't work right, anything else I do won't. So that I think is what tipped it over for me.
Yep. Same thing with me. I didn't have any major issues. Had some little tennis elbow, but I felt pretty good. But I did not want to be diagnosed. And to me, I knew that, understood that blood flow was the foundation of good health. If you got impaired blood flow, there is no chance that you can feel good. But with good blood flow, then you have a chance, and then the clock starts turning back, which is wonderful.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. It truly is. The river of life is in the blood. Absolutely.
Yep. Great. So, Anne, thank you so much for calling in. And we do have another caller on the line. So, meanwhile, I'm going to unmute this person. And everybody else, please press 1, be brave, and give us your testimonial. And now from the 805 area code, and ending in 9330. What's your name? Where are you from? And tell us your testimonial, please.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, Central California, Casa Robles, to be exact. And this Hi, Mark. Thank
hey.
You for the Christmas present.
You're welcome. Isn't it great?
Pardon?
I said, isn't it great?
Yes, I love it. I love it. Yeah, I'm so grateful. Thank you. What a wonderful gift, and I really appreciate it. You're awesome. So it's been a little over 4 years that this grandma was run over by a pickup, and I had years of therapy and doctors and a mess from my head to my toes, and I had used a rented it was a medical device that had to do with oxygen. I rented it for a month, used it every day. It was about an hour and a half by the time I got in, got out, and my husband had to help me every day. And a couple of times he even forgot me. And, boy, was that ever horrible trying to get out of that thing by myself.
Mm.
Anyway, when I was attacked outside of Trader Joe's, outside of a store, by Helena Bress, she hasn't seen me since before the crash, and she said, Jan, can I send you a video? She sent me the 2-minute blood flow video and then the 8-minute video, and I called her up and I said, Helena, what is this? And she said, well, come in and get a free session. So I went to her office and I laid down for 8 minutes on this pad. And I got up and I said, is that it? And she said, yeah. And I said, sign me up. I knew nothing about it except from the videos. But if that's all it took, and I trusted her because she had been in the health business for so long, that I knew I had to purchase this, and I got it right away. Well, I had to change, get the funds and everything and get that all taken care of. So I ordered it in like a day after. But the gift that keeps on giving, and I love what Anne said about getting rid of the toxins and the waste, and every day, I'm 50 plus, going to be on the 20th of this month, I'm going to be 50 plus 33. So you are all kids to me.
Woo.
You're youngsters
Woo.
Compared to me. And I feel like I'm 21. I wanted to be 20, but somebody says, well, you wouldn't be able to drink, so I'm 21. And but every day there's something. I wake up with a shoulder thing, or I wake up with something, something new every day at my age. And Beamer helps me. I fell up the stairs the other day. On Saturday, as a matter of fact, we did the kickoff. And had a few people here, and we live on the top of the barn, so I go up and down these stairs constantly, and I had my hands full, and I tripped, I slipped, and hit my shoulder, my arm, my knee, my leg. I have no bruising, and I have no discomfort. after being on Bema. It's a miracle.
Wow.
It really is.
It's amazing.
And I've had the burns also, and they went away right away in a matter of a day. You know, burns on my thumb, my hand. And so all of these stories are my story. The burns,
mm-hmm.
the discomfort, the head, the everything. I've had everything from soup to nuts. And so I'm just so grateful. Every day is a new day for me. And I opened my equine horse Bema on Saturday with my gals.
Woo-hoo!
And so I'm starting that this week. I'm so excited. I can't even stand it because I've worked with Tina and Helena with the horses. And Cindy came down and did a workshop last year. And so I hope to get her down here again once I have a bunch of people that will come. And so I'm so excited and I'm so grateful. And
I
love Bema. I love you all.
Yeah.
You're so wonderful, and I appreciate the time and effort and heart that you put into this company for us. You do it for us, and I appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Jan, so much. Okay, and now we have another caller on the line, and while this caller is speaking, please press 1. We've got lots and lots of callers on the line. And we would love to hear from you as well. But right now, from the 386 area code, ending in 7454, tell us your name, where you're from, and your testimonial.
Hi, this is Wanda over in Daytona Beach. A beautiful day here with the Salt Life. And I appreciate Jan's enthusiasm. Everyone needs to be calling in on Testimonial Tuesday. I missed last Tuesday and can't wait to go back and listen to the replay. Before I got out of bed this morning, I was laying there thinking how grateful I was not to have the condition that I had for 50 years before Bema. I can't say the M word, but it's a brain condition that the doctor tells you there's no cure for. You know, just take these pills.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what causes it. I mean, I've had been in the hospital for tests. So I'm just so grateful. And like Jan saying, something happens every day that we need our Bema. We're faithful users every day, twice a day, and in between time when something affects us. My husband's 89 years old, and he's over here flexing his muscles, saying how great he feels. And I'm 70. And after we got our Bema, we started back to work. My husband is retired from the power company here in Florida, and he is an assessor, so when there are storms. So this year we have made actually 10 flights because we've done 5 storms flying there and back and never having a concern about the COVID because I feel like our immune system is so good, our digestive system is so good, and I'm just grateful, that someone shared the Bema with me. And no testimony is too small, so people hit that number one button.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I missed your name on the way in. What was your name, please?
It's Wanda Henson over
Wanda.
In Daytona. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wanda, thank you so much. That is a great testimonial. So, Mark, you have a couple of comments for Wanda?
Just want to say thank you for – you have to be our PR person for Testimonial Tuesday and for Blog Talk in general. But I appreciate you sharing that. And while we're on that subject, I just want to encourage everybody to this year to plug into Blog Talk and give your testimonial because it makes such a big difference. It really does inspire people, and people want to connect with other people that have a similar situation and that they're dealing with, and they want to have that hope. And before they, invest in Bema, they want to hear what it's doing for other people. So appreciate everybody calling in, giving their testimonials, and inspiring others.
Can I give one more little story, if there's nobody waiting?
Sure.
We were in New York for this past storm, and one of our assessors was not his normal self, and we noticed that. And so we went over, and he's known that we've had the Bema for 5 years now. And he's like, no, I'm good. But we have loaned. He has the Bema right now. We've loaned it to him. because he lives fairly locally. And just after the second session, the hope that this man had, he's got a condition that's not good, but he has a follow-up appointment this coming Thursday for his blood work. And we are so excited to hear what's going on in his body, because hope mm-hmm. means everything. You know, if you yeah. don't have the hope, if you've been told there's nothing you can do, nothing we can do, you know, we're really excited to hear the results. And we know there will be good results.
Yeah. I know, like Rick Roundtree always says, we're blessed to be a blessing. We are
Amen.
Blessed to be a blessing. And the one thing that I really love about Blog Talk is that when we listen to everyone's stories, it jogs our memory. Oh, you know what? I know somebody who just got burned, or I know somebody who got run over by a reindeer, or I know something. You know what I mean? It's like, oh,
or a truck.
Like, oh, yeah, I know this one. Yeah, or a truck. Yeah. So it's not only for our, it jogs our memory for our own testimonials, which makes it more powerful for other people, but we're able to help other people because they come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so thank you so much for your testimonial. And
thank
we have
you.
Actually a couple more.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Wanda.
Alrighty, and now from the 717 area code ending in 25555555555555555. Okay, that didn't sound good, did it? Okay, so we won't do that one. We will move on. Oh, actually, it's twice. It's the. Should I try that one again, Mark? What do you think? Try it again. All right, we'll try it again. 717 ending in 2530. Let's give it another shot.
Yeah, you're gonna have to close it out. It's got, you know, why don't you delete one? Because they're opening it up on twice. So you just delete one of them.
Okay. Boop. All righty. And so now from the 256 area code, ending in 2754, please give us your name, where you're from, and your compliant testimonial.
My name is Carlene Lord. I'm from
Hi, Carlene.
Harvest, Alabama. Hi. I'm from Harvest, Alabama.
Hi.
And I had COVID. I had pneumonia. And if it wasn't for Vicky and my Beamer, I'm telling you what, I don't think I would have made it. This Beamer is wonderful. I cannot thank Vicky enough. I came out of quarantine yesterday.
Mm.
I have been on the Beamer every single day.
Wow.
The COVID is bad.
We don't want to be disease specific, or we won't be able to post this show. So just want to, we can't mention any disease names.
Okay.
All right.
But anyway,
if
you were ill, you've used the Beamer and you're feeling better. And how long have you been using the Beamer?
I think it's been a little over a year now.
Okay, good. And I'm sure you're glad you have one.
I am. I'm so glad. I am so mm-hmm. very blessed to have Vicky in my life, and her showing me about it. And it's just a wonderful machine.
Yeah. Good. So thank you. I know it's hard to call in, and thank you for calling in and telling us your story, Carlene. We appreciate it. And I'm sure that you will continue to feel better and better. And thank you for calling in. And so now from the 231 area code ending in 2101, you are live on Blog Talk, and just give us your name and where you're calling in from and your testimonial.
Well, hi again. This is Susan from Michigan, and I started out talking about the burn on my arm, and I just don't know. I just wanted to share with folks that are listening something that I tell a lot of people that are interested in Beamer. We look at all the all the effects of the Beamer at the cellular level, right down on all of those billions of cells we have in our body. But we also need to remember that those cells group together to form tissues, and the tissues form together to make organs, and the organs mm-hmm. form together to make systems. So when we have what I call a dis-ease process, we can understand how Beamer not only just affects that cell, but also everything else that goes to make up every cell in that system. And I just wanted mm-hmm. to share that.
Thank you. Thank you. I know the science behind it is just amazing. I just think of it as plump little grapes versus shriveled little raisins. And I know I feel a lot better with plump little grapes. So, Mark, how about you? Do you have a comment on that? What Susan has shared?
Just about oxygen. You know, when drinking water helps this as well. But when your blood is coagulated and the red blood cells are sticking together, and there's something called Rouleau, it's kind of like lifesavers. Instead of your red blood cells being plump and separated from each other, they kind of stick together. When that happens, they're not able to bring the oxygen to the cells. But when they're plump, they carry four oxygen molecules, and they're little transporters for this oxygen. And so you can get a pulse oximeter, which is you put on your fingertip, and that tests oxygen levels in your system, but it's not necessarily oxygen utilization. So that's what's so great about Beamer, is it improves the quality of the blood, it energizes the body, those blood cells plump up, they're able to carry that oxygen to the cells, and as we know, having an oxygenated environment is so important to good health, and you're bringing this oxygen nutrients, and then when you have enough oxygen, then ATP, which is cellular energy, that's produced in mass, and then you have more energy, you feel better, and you sleep better, and you have all these things, and for a lot of people, there's a tipping point. They feel so bad, and by using Beamer, it gets their life back enough where they can then start exercising and doing different things, and they get their life back. So thank you so much, Susan, for calling back in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, yes, indeed. All righty, so we have time for about two more callers. So we need a couple of brave souls just to press one. We don't bite. We're very friendly. And, we have somebody. So from the 717 area code, ending in 2530, I hope this is going to be, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know what happened.
Hi.
Something crazy went on when I tried to get on the other time. Okay,
yeah,
I'm from Pennsylvania. Yeah, it was just horrible, I guess.
I know.
Lydia.
We had a big old Lydia, great.
Pardon?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm Lydia, and I'm from Pennsylvania. And I had my Beamer for 4 years. And the reason
mm-hmm.
I got it was I was pretty much in good health, but I was very concerned about my legs. I did not have happy legs, mm-hmm. and I'm going to say they're happy now. I just, blood flow, yes, it has. I just did not have happy legs, and I just feel so much better. And there's other things that kind of, you know, got better that was you kind of take for granted. I had a little bit of trouble with my ears with the sound, you know, and that's subsiding.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite gone away. And I also had trouble, and you're not supposed to really say specific, but there's a blood flow, and there's another flow called L-flow. And that's, I think, why my legs were so wacky. And that just has really, really improved, really improved. I could not perspire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm perspiring now. Yes, and I'm 70-plus,
wow.
and I just feel wonderful. I really do. I can say, like
wow.
some of the ladies today, I feel better than I did when I was 30, and I live on a farmette, and I have lots of heavy work to do. And I do a lot of heavy work, and I have a handicapped son, and he takes a lot of heavy lifting and whatever, and I can do all
sure.
that.
Yeah.
And I know it's all because of my Beamer.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
awesome. So, Lydia, when
now,
you
I wasn't on the call
right.
at the beginning. Do we have a new host today? Is this Dr. Terry?
Nope, this is Peg, Casey, and Mark Gilowitz.
Okay.
So today is
your voice is very much like Dr. I thought you sounded like the doctor that's on the Monday night, and I thought, oh, I should just tell her that I had sent a few people on her phone for some questions. I thought, thank you for so much that you helped these people. I thought it was Dr. Terry, but anyway, blessings to you anyway.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, she is awesome. I love it that she's on every Monday night call and always gives just such good.
You sound
good
like your sisters. You have the same tone of voice.
Okay. Yeah, but she has such good common sense answers, and she's so patient with people. And,
She is
fantastic. So, Lydia, when you had the unhappy legs, how did that really interfere with your life and your work and taking care of your son?
Oh, well,
how did that
I mean, I could
that?
Work. I just kind of, I'm the kind of person, I pretend nothing's wrong. I just keep going. I'm very, very high-energy person. But, you know, they were aching. They did hurt. And when I wore nylons, you could see I had a big issue. I had a problem. You know, it was embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And, my legs are smooth. They don't hurt no more. Yes. But I still want to be a little careful. I'm a biker, and I had injured my I had stopped with my bike, but the bike kind of tilted toward me, and the pedal hit my left leg, and it was a vein there at that one spot, and that's where it hit. It wasn't open wound or anything, but it was just inflamed or whatever, an infection in there. And so I used the Beamer, and, of course, I had some other things I used a little bit, but it was just amazing how that made a turnaround. Very, very. It's just
good.
A wonderful device.
Good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes,
Lydia.
Sounds like you got your money's worth when you got your
Beamer. Oh, my goodness. I always tell people, you know, when you try to introduce it, I mean, I do have some sales, but I don't do it fast. And that's most times the first thing people say, like, oh, my goodness, you know, $4,000, blah, blah. And it's kind of like a wall for some people. But once I explain to them, like for my own life, all the money I spend to chiropractors or whatever, which they're good, we need them, but it's right here in my house. You don't have to run all the time. And, it paid off many, many times, for me. And, of course, I had other family members I cannot, you know, give a third party. But I had other issues in our family, and it all just cleared up. Yeah, it's just amazing, amazing.
That is amazing. I know, like, Mark had introduced the Beamer to me, and at that time he'd been in health and wellness for about 30 years, and he called me up, and he was, like, over the moon. He's so excited, and... You know, it was like trying to get a sip from the side of a fire hose. And anyway, so I go, well, Mark, that sounds really interesting. How much is it? And he goes, at the time it was $6,000. He goes, $6,000? I go, $6,000? But what I was thinking is, well, this must be something. It was $6,000.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, huh. It wasn't like it was $50 or $500. Like, oh, $6,000. Well, what do you know? So that really piqued my interest more than anything.
I got three during that high price number, but I wanted them. I wanted one for my son, and I wanted one to rent to people to help them. And I knew it was a lot of money, but I felt, what else could I invest that would be a better help than getting another Beamer? So I had five, three. And I have one for my horse. Yeah, I have a horse. And he had a lot of allergy problems, and that went away. Yeah, but we have to be a little careful. He can have moldy hay, which no horse should have that, but every now and then you can't really see the mole, but the horse would tell you know, his body would tell that this hay was not 100%, you know, true good horse hay. So, and that has really, really helped us. And my horse is 14 years old, and he performs more like a 2-3-year-old horse. Some people, they're just amazed. I take him down the road, and people say, oh, my goodness, you just got a new horse. I said, no, this is the one we had for years. He's 13 years old.
Yeah. So fantastic. Well, Lydia, thank you so much for calling in. And we have less than a minute for our show today. So I want to thank all of the callers and all of the listeners. You make this happen. It's so much fun. I always feel so encouraged and blessed to be a part of this. And Mark, with 30 seconds to go, do you have some final comments for us?
You know what? Sometimes we feel like 14-year-old horses. But if you get your Beamer, you'll feel like a 2-year-old horse. So get your Beamer, feel better, and share with other people. So just a real pleasure co-hosting with you, Peg. Great job.
Yes.
So goodbye, all, and we will see you next time on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much, and have a great day.